Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray this morning that this word that you put in my heart, that I'll share it, and I'll already share what you want to say, God, and anything that's not from you, to remove that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so many of us, this morning I want to speak to you about waiting on the Lord, having to wait on God, you know, that thing that we all love to do. And we, every day, we go through different things that we have to wait for. Let's put the Bible here. Different things we have to wait for. We wait to fall asleep sometimes. We wait for someone to respond to a phone call or a text message. We wait for your coffee to brew in the mornings, right? We wait for the pizza guy to get there. We wait for sometimes the bus, if you're into that, or the train. You have to wait for the favorite time of your year, the year, your season. You know, lots of things you wait for, the day-to-day stuff. You wait for your wife to get done in the morning. And in my case, if it's, you know, teenage daughters to get done, you know, it's all these things. It's there. It's part of it. But normally, when these things don't work out like we want, most of the times we are in control of how we handle those things and how we feel. If you have to wait for the coffee and it doesn't work out, and then just that morning the coffee machine plays up, you can just leave it and go and get a nice coffee at one of your fancy boutiques, if you're into that type of thing. Waiting for your wife sometimes, at a lot of prayer, that might change over years and, you know, all that. But generally you'll be okay if the bus don't come out, right? You can just call an Uber or a friend, or you can call your pastor to come and pick you up, whatever. That's, you know, that's generally okay, you know, having to wait for those type of things. Just sort of almost get over yourself. You'll be fine. But there are other things that are way more sort of life-threatening, and sometimes it makes life really uncomfortable. And that can be maybe crisis that you find yourself in. You have to wait on the Lord to bring that breakthrough. Those can be things like, you know, financial crisis that you find yourself in. Busy losing a business, or your house, or health situations that God's just not showing up. Or even maybe God gave you a word years ago or a few months ago, and somehow that word is just not, it's not showing up, and it's really difficult. What do we do in those times of waiting on God to really show up and bring the promise that he gave us and the word that he gave us to make sure that that happens? And I got reminded, and I know, all the time that we've been here for 6 years, we've shared many a times about coming here. But in the week, I just got reminded, when we had to come to the U.S., one of the things that was, we served in a mission for 10 years, and then God called us here, and in June 2013, right? And he confirmed that. Many long stories short, there's a lot of things that place that sort of fall in line with that. But for the time of God saying yes to it actually happen, you would think, hey, God, it's easy. You gave the go-ahead. So can you please just wrap this thing up, because you're in charge of all of this? Can you please get the visas and the resources and make sure we get first-class tickets to the mission field, right? You know, all those things, because he's God, right? So why can't you just make it happen? Well, it didn't work out for that as long as I can remember. It took us 18 months from start to roughly 18 months to put our feet on the ground and, you know, arrive here. 18 months. So now in 18 months of waiting, it's not fun, because a lot of things you need to consider that, you know, has to take place during that time. But I got reminded that in Matthew 4, when Jesus, just after he got baptized, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to be tempted. And we know what happened with Jesus during that time. But I think it suggests that when God wants to transition you into a season, sometimes there's a little preparation that needs to happen. And what we've learned in that 18 months of having to wait for God to actually show up and do as he said he would, a few things happened to us as a family. I think it was almost like a screening process by God and see what you're willing to give up. But your motives for saying yes to God, your motives gets purified during that time. It's a time where you really, while you wait, a lot of people are going to come up and I'll have a lot to say. A lot of things are going to show up, and your initial yes to God will be tested in many ways, because that's what happened to us. Suddenly, somebody came and gave us one word, said that God's going to open one door, and we saw 10 other doors, and just doesn't feel right to have to be so connected with God during that time of waiting on Him, during that time that might sometimes feel like a dry season or it feels like a wilderness season. The point is, God is busy purifying your motives of what you want out of it. You said yes, but sometimes you squeeze a little bit of us in there, you know. Just got, by the way, Lord, can we strike a deal while we're at it? And the other thing is, your backbone, your spiritual backbone will get solidified during that time, because you're going to have to stand and take ownership for that thing that God has promised you. You know, it's just going to get it and swag around and say, yeah, this is easy. You're going to have to own up, and you're going to have to get a backbone and fight for it. And you're going to have to do some work during that time. This is what we've learned and really wanted, because then your vision that God has given you gets clarified. You know, so a few things happen while we wait on God, and you need to be in a place where you are okay for God just to work with you a little bit while you wait on Him. Just need some water. The water is good. Thank you. Isaiah 40, 31, that's the scripture I want to just pull out real quick and say. Isaiah 40 says, I have the ESV, just, you know. It says here, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But I want to go back to verse 30 real quick. It says, even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. And as I'm reading through that portion of scripture, how many times did you hear that before? So many times, right? It's not new. But as I'm preparing and talking about waiting on God, when this is a time that might feel dry for you, it might feel like a wilderness, God's not showing up, God's not answering. Verse 30 suggests that if you young people are strong and full of energy, I know this, youth are strong and they can really be competitive and want to do a lot of things with the energy, but they also get tired. And if you look at it from a spiritual point of view, you cannot rely on your own strength and your own ability to do things. You'll get exhausted in the spirit. So you really need, that's why verse 31 says, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So wait here. What I found really interesting is that wait means, in the original language, to hope in, but also to anticipate. So they who, during this time of struggle, during this difficulty, during this dry season, they who put their hope in God, and they who anticipate that God's going to bring the breakthrough, that God's going to be the one who makes it happen, not your own ability, not your own resources, not the context that you have, the people, you know, God will use them, but it will be God ultimately will come through. So they who put their hope in God, they who anticipate that God's going to do it, they will renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. And this is pretty cool. Mount up, as I read one of the commentaries, I like what this guy says. He says that mount up, another way of putting it is refresh their wings. So they shall refresh their wings as they wait. If you hope in God, you anticipate in God, you shall renew your strength and you shall refresh your wings like the eagle. Because the eagle goes through a process called molting, M-O-L-T. That's the accent to justice to the word. It's molting. So what happens during molting with an eagle, he goes for about 4 to 6 weeks. When he flies once a year, he loses his old wings. And as he loses his old wings, new wings will grow back. And this process is not overnight, but it is so important, because the eagle cannot enter a new season. If he flies into a storm and get into the eye of the storm and have to go on top, and he needs to be fresh and strong. And his wings play a really big part in that. And as you and I are waiting on the Lord for Him to answer in this very difficult time, for Him to come through, we need to wait for God to renew our strength. And we need to sometimes do some molting while we wait on God. We need to get rid of some things in that process of waiting. And sometimes it's some baggage, because God's want to transition you into a new season. He wants to bring you into a new time. But what you are doing here while you wait, He's not going to pour the strength inside of you. You need to do some work and let go of some things while you wait on God. Because he wants to purify your motives. He wants to give you a backbone. He wants to make sure that you are ready for the next season. So sometimes we have some baggage in the season. Sometimes we have some hurt in the current season. Sometimes we have relationships that are broken and we don't have time to work on it. But you know what? If you exit the current season and you enter the new season, how you exit is how you will enter the new season. And you can't transition with having some stuff, because when you get to the other side, we need to have that fresh wings. We need to have the strength so that we can run in that season and have and not get tired. We need to be able to walk with God in, with intimacy, like, with God, like new, matured Christians, because when you come to the other side, you're going to have new challenges in the new season. And you cannot be all tired and start fighting again. So what you need to do to get ready and prepare in the spirit is say, God, are there some things you want to remove right now? Do I have to do some malting? What do I need to get rid of? What baggage am I carrying, Lord? What hurts am I carrying? What am I doing that's maybe dishonoring to you, God? So those are the things that I think if you wait on God to put your hope in him, to make sure that you anticipate that God's going to bring the breakthrough, but know that God is not a God doesn't want to show you that he's all powerful. We know that, but he needs to work on you in order to make you more effective for the next season that he's preparing you for. So if there's some malting that you have to do, it's a good time for you to ask the Lord, hey, Lord, work on me. Get rid of the things that are in my life that I cannot take into that next season. That word that you gave me that needs to be activated really soon. God saying, well, I'm still working on you, and you need to do your part as well, right? Psalm 88, David, he laments in that psalm a lot. And it's a really, I think it's like 18 or 19 scriptures, not sure. But in verse 6, he says a lot of things there that he's going through while he's waiting on God to come through for him. But in verse 6, he says something like, even in the darkest depth, which means you can be in trouble sometimes while you wait on God to bring the breakthrough. But maybe you can fix it with a phone call, with a little money, or someone to help you out. But when you're in the darkest depth, it means that you are drowning. You are head underwater. And man, oh man, metaphorically, it's a really tough place. You need a miracle. But David says, even there, God will be with you. So just know that while you wait on God, while God's asking you to malt a little, get rid of things in your life while you wait on him, is to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, and it will be with you until the very end of time. Amen? So, just to recap on that, the day-to-day stuff we can wait for, we can deal with it. God has given us emotions and ability to deal with those things. The harder things, God wants us to know that he wants to give you a backbone during this time of waiting. He wants to clarify the vision and the call that he's given you for something that's coming, and also wants to make sure that you have the right motives. And while you go, please make sure that we have to put our hope in him, that we know that we anticipate that he's the one that's going to bring the breakthrough, and no one else and nothing else and no resources. And that even if it doesn't matter how hard and how difficult we might find this season that we might be in, even with this COVID story, he's the God that will still be there with you. Amen. I have a song that I want to sing around the scripture God gave me a couple of months ago. So I just want to sing that song this morning. I want you to reflect on this word. And if you need prayer, maybe there's something going on in your life right now, you can stand up. I know it's COVID, but our elders can pray from a distance for you. You can just respond by maybe standing up for prayer or just meditate on the word, and then we can transition. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to ask my wife to come and sing with me. God is the all-knowing God, and he knows how it's going to end, and he has your best interest at heart. Amen. Strength.
He will run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. For we know our God is mighty. 'Cause we are not alone. Jesus is with us. We don't wanna go unless Spirit will lead us. God above all, you hold our world in the palm of your hand.
And we will wait upon you, Lord, and renew our strength, mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary.
Jesus is with us. We don't wanna go unless Spirit you lead us. God above all, you hold our world in the palm of your hand. We don't want, 'cause we are not alone. Jesus is with us. We don't wanna go unless Spirit you lead us. God above all, you hold our world in the palm of your hands. Through good and bad, joyous moments, dark as death, always present, you are our rest. Spirit, you lead us. God above all, you hold our world in the palm of your hand.
We are not alone.
We are not alone. Jesus is with us. We don't want to go unless Spirit, you lead us. God above all, you hold our palm of your hand.
God bless you. Thank you.